Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
.406 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is wet. Not really wild. I love alliteration. What am I going to do? I'd love to tell you it's wet. Wild Wednesday. It's wet. Not so much wild, but it is Wednesday. We'll get through this. We got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. My old friend of mine, Yael Levin Sheldon's going to be here. She actually testified in front of that Ghazala Hashmi road show yesterday, the dog and pony show, where it would appear as if Ghazala Hashmi is doing everything she can to cover for the pro-Hamas people, telling the Republican senators essentially shut up and sit down, or sit down and shut up, but telling them, no, you're not going to be able to ask any questions. How absurd is that? Oh, you can submit the questions in writing. It's a hearing. The whole point of having these little things is to get a back and forth, to have people answer questions. But that's exactly why the almost Chesterfield Democrat doesn't want it to happen. Last thing she wants is any of these people actually exposed for the nonsense that's going on in some campuses. So she's doing everything possible to cover it up. That's what this is. Look, I'd love to tell you it's something else. I can't because, you know, I made a deal with you. I got to be honest with you. And that's what's going on. It's shameful. But anyway, we'll talk with Yael about 30 minutes from now. Find out what she went through there, and I'll reach out to some of my friends up there at the state senate and see what they're saying about that. A lot of great stuff today that we have to talk about. I wish some of it were positive. Well, here's one of those things that you might think is positive, and there's a part of me going, oh, come on, you can't laugh at this. And then I'm thinking, yeah, well, I have to. I just went inside to the house, Casa Cats. So, well, there's no bathroom here in the broadcast hut or the black shack. I still don't know what we're going to call this long term. But so I went inside, and Heidi says, "Do you know that there was another round of exploding pagers?" And I said, "Well, no, the pagers were yesterday, and today it was the walkie-talkie." She said, No. I was just watching, and she had some British news network up, and they were talking about another round of exploding pagers. Now, I understand that Hezbollah is not exactly recruiting the best and the brightest. I understand. If you graduate number one in your class, you're not joining an operation that's sending you on the suicide missions, right? I don't think that's the way it's going to work. Now, you might be one of the leaders of, say, Hamas. The Hamas guys, oh, brilliant dudes, right? I mean, they're despicable, evil, bottom-feeding slugs, but otherwise just fantastic. They all live in Qatar. They've taken all the aid that stupid Americans have sent to Gaza, and they take it for themselves. They live like absolute royalty in Qatar. Hezbollah, it's the same operation, same thing. And you know, you think they're string pullers back in Iran, the insane mad mullahs. Do you think they're like sleeping on the floor? No. But with all of that, if you're the Hezbollah guy, and 2 days ago all the pagers exploded, and today you are still walking around with your official Hezbollah pager, I can't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry. If it blows up and, you know, gets rid of your nether regions, think about that. Where do you wear a pager? Some have never worn a pager. But you used to wear it on your belt. You clip it on your belt. And it's not a good place for an explosion to take place, you know? So, if in fact you're on Team Hezbollah and your pager exploded today, you might be dead. But even before you were dead, you were clearly an idiot. There's just no two ways about it. None. And what if you were on the Hezbollah team, let's say, and the pagers exploded 2 days ago, the walkie-talkies explode today, And then your supervisor inside of your Hezbollah operation says, oh, hey, I got a new pager for you. Are you really clipping that on your belt? Wouldn't that be like the second kid who dies in Jaws 4? You remember Jaws 4? Probably not, because there are only a dozen people, I think, who saw it. But in Jaws 4, there's the mother who's had one of her kids eaten by a shark. You remember that? And in Jaws 4, she says to her remaining son, hey, let's go to the beach. Now, I'm telling you right now, if I'm that kid, oh, I'm not going to the beach. You know, because upstairs, one of those bunk beds is empty. By the way, completely, totally borrowed from the late, great John Panette. He did a great routine on that. But think about it. It's the same logic, right? Like, if you're the second son, and your mom says, let's go to the beach where your brother was eaten by the shark, you're saying, no, I am going to stay home and clean my room. I have no interest in going to the beach. Don't you remember? And if you're Hezbollah dope today, and your boss is giving you a pager, don't you say, no, thanks, I'm good? I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. And there is that part of me, like I did say, I don't necessarily want to laugh. But I think you have to laugh. All right. Speaking of laughing, we have a little snippet here from MSNBC. Hold on a second, because I got to do. If you have something to drink, please take a sip now before I share the MSNBC stuff with you. Well, because you're going to spit it out and you're gonna break your computer and then you're going to be angry at me, and I don't want that to be the case. So just take a sip. If you're driving, you should already be driving slowly. Maybe you want to take a moment, pull off to the side of the road. But I will remind you that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, really, it's okay. It's all right. Cut number one, please.
Thank God Donald Trump is safe. Thank God he was not assassinated in July or this week. But my gosh, there is no comparison on the rhetoric.
Not even close. And to be clear, there's no place in this country for any sort of political violence. There shouldn't be any place for political threats of political violence, even. But it is rank hypocrisy and just truly rich to hear from Donald Trump, of all people, suggesting that the other side is responsible for inciting violence. Now, of course, we don't know what's in the mind of this suspect who was arrested in Florida, nor did we know what happened with the individual who shot at former President Trump in Pennsylvania back in July. They're sort of incoherent ideologies for both. But what is clear, and we know this, that Trump has inspired violence, as we're seeing here on January 6th.
You are absolutely despicable. Let's be clear. We don't know anything about this latest assassination. We don't know. It was incoherent. It wasn't incoherent. The guy kept posting about how Donald Trump was a threat to democracy. He was a registered Democrat. He gave to the Democrat Party and their candidates 19 separate times. You can find his information over on Act Blue. Now, nobody who's a decent person should like what he did. And my fervent hope and my belief, because he's going to be tried in the state of Florida with their state laws, he will go to prison for the rest of his life. And that's just fine. But for MSNBC to do what they've done before and turn their contempt and hatred back on Donald Trump and blame Donald Trump for the attempts on his life, that is vile. Just nothing short of vile. Oh, it's disgusting. Not disgusting. Politics and Pints coming up October the 16th. We've got some tickets left. As I've told you, the big plan is that we will be moving a new location. We do this with each show. We kind of sit back, all right, how long have we been here? How many times have we done? This will be the third time we're at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell, and I would imagine it'll be the last time for a while. So if you're down in that neck of the woods, You definitely want to get your tickets now, WRVA.com. I will be there, of course, and John Reed and Brian Kilmeade had a great time, so he's coming back. Dana Lash is coming into town for it. Howard Gutman will be there to babble incoherently for a couple of moments, and you don't want to miss any of it. Plus, there's booze. There's beer. WRVA.com is the only place to get your tickets. WRVA.com. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.